Ladies and guys who are out there talking to women, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. So, anyone who's going out there, any guys that are going out there at the moment and talking to women, maybe that's on Tinder, maybe that's out in bars, maybe that's outside during the daytime, whatever it might be, one thing that comes up a lot, or one question that comes up a lot, is how do I deal with rejection? I've talked a lot about rejection in the past, and I've covered the concept that rejection of your offer is not a rejection of you. And in that video, what I talked about is when you go up to a woman and you say, hi, you're cute, blah, 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 can I get your phone number? You're asking her, or you're offering something to her. You're offering to take her out on a date. Maybe you're offering, or it's implied that you're going to have sex. Maybe you're offering, or it's implied that you're going to date. But you're offering her something. You're saying, do you want to go out with me? When she turns that down, she's not turning you as a human being down. She is not rejecting you. She's just saying, I don't want to go out on a date. I'm rejecting your offer. So I've talked more about this concept in a previous video, which I will link to, which was just called, like I said, rejection of your offer is not a rejection of you. I've also done another video where I talk about how rejection can be a good thing. And I talked about all the ways that it is a good thing. So I'll link to that as well. But one thing that can come up a lot when you're first starting this stuff, right? You're first learning to interact with the opposite sex. And by the way, any women listening, a lot of this stuff comes up for you too. This isn't just men. A lot of women, when they're going out there, putting themselves out there, dating, a lot of insecurities, a lot of frustrations, a lot of pain and stuff like that can come up. And so what I want you guys and girls to do in those moments where the other person doesn't do exactly what you want them to, maybe they say no to going out with you, or maybe they're busy, maybe they flake on you, maybe they ghost you, maybe they don't want to see you anymore, maybe they're off and away for a couple of weeks and they just don't have as much time to see you, whatever it might be, maybe they don't want to have sex tonight, whatever it is, in those moments of frustration, the reason that you're feeling frustrated is because you actually have like 100 stories going on underneath the surface. There's 100 thoughts in your head or stories or narratives playing out that you're just not aware of. And so what you can do is you can sit down, either do this with a piece of paper or do this on the computer or whatever, but I would suggest writing it down. In the moment where you're frustrated that the other person hasn't done what you want them to, or maybe you're frustrated that the opposite gender in general aren't giving you what you want, sit down with a piece of paper or your laptop or whatever and ask yourself, why am I so annoyed by this? Why is this making me so upset? Or why do I care so much? And I'm not saying not to care. That's not what I'm saying. But ask yourself why. Like, what is going on? Why is this pissing me off so much? I can't be this frustrated just because someone doesn't want to sleep with me. Like, that's not a big deal. It must be some bigger picture thing that's annoying me. And some of the stories that might come up are going to be very interesting. So some of the stories that might come up are things like, what if I never handle my dating life and it's always like this? Or men never give me what I want. Or women just never want to have sex with me. What if this never improves? Here's a big one. What if I end up alone? Another one, I need to get laid. Or for some women, they might say, I need to get a relationship. Other ones, I should be better at this. Sometimes your stories will be related to the other person. She should be nicer to me. He should understand that this is hard for me and have more compassion for me. He needs to be kinder to people. She shouldn't reject me. Or sometimes women in general shouldn't reject me. Or when women reject me, they should be nicer because they should understand this is really difficult. Here's another one. I've put in so much effort, it should pay off. How many of you have said or found it that thought in your voice, in your own head, sorry. How many of you have thought that? You know, I've put in all this effort. I've been trying so hard. These efforts should pay off. I should be rewarded for this. Or sometimes it comes out as, it shouldn't be this hard. This is unfair. Sometimes you then beat yourself up on top of that and say, I shouldn't care this much. I shouldn't get this frustrated. I'm supposed to be, you know, happy. Why am I beating myself up so much? Why do I care so much that this person rejected me? Or for women, it might be, you know, why am I so hung up on this guy, on this one particular guy? So there's so many like stories, sometimes hundreds of stories that are playing out in the background in your subconscious that you're just not aware of until you sit down and actually decide to write some of these out. And once you've written them out, and a lot of the ones that I've just said here, you know, might resonate with quite a lot of you. Once you've written them out, what you then do is you go through and you investigate them. If you want to know what that looks like, you can use several different techniques. You can use Byron Katie's techniques. I talk about her all the time. If you're not familiar with her stuff, just read the book Loving What Is. And she has a very action-oriented process of how to investigate some of your stories or your limiting beliefs or your negative thoughts. Like how to literally go in and question them and say, is this true? Is it true that I'll never get laid? Is it true that men should be nicer to me? Is it true that blah, blah, blah? And you basically investigate. And again, she's got a whole like several step process in there of how to do that. I've covered that in the past. I've talked about it a lot. So go and do that. Another thing you can do is CBT, otherwise known as cognitive behavioral therapy. So go and Google cognitive behavioral therapy. You'll see that that's a very action-oriented, I think it's like a three-step process of how to basically question your thoughts or how to come up with a positive thought. If you want another suggestion, something that I get all of my coaching clients to do whenever they're having a negative thought or they're frustrated at something or something's really bothering them, I will get them to write down 10 reasons why this is actually a good thing. And that might seem like a crazy little exercise at first, but let's say, you know, for any guys out there, let's say you've been going out talking to a lot of women and you just haven't gotten a date yet. For any women, let's say you're going out there, you know, you're dating, you're hung up on this guy, you really like him and he just doesn't text you back for some reason. You're not sure why, he just doesn't want to see you again. In those moments, come up with 10 reasons why this is a good thing. So for the man who's going out there and approaching a lot of women and he hasn't had a date yet, come up with 10 reasons why that's a good thing. It's a good thing that women haven't given you their phone number. It's a good thing you haven't had a date because it's going to force you to go and improve yourself even more. It's going to get you to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, I'm clearly doing something. Well, there's something I could improve. What is that? I am forced to be a better version of myself. If anything, these women are doing me a favor. They're literally saying, hey, you've still got a bit of self-improvement to do. Let's go. Maybe I just haven't been talking to enough women. Maybe I've talked to 5 women a week and I think that I'm out there talking to a lot of people. 5 is not a lot of people. Statistically speaking, most women aren't going to be single and into you and willing to go out with someone that they don't know and willing to give you their phone number and willing to go and have sex with you. Like that's just, you're going to have to talk to a lot of women before you'll find one. It's not impossible, obviously, but you're going to have to talk to a lot of women. And so all these women not giving you a phone number so far, hey, that's going to force you to go out there and talk to a lot of women, which will make you a better person. Because you'll become more social, you'll become more confident, you will have to level up your game. When I say game, I mean like your confidence, your looks, all of that kind of stuff. You're going to have to get your shit together. You might have to lose weight. You might have to go to the gym. All of this stuff will make you a better human being. So it's a good thing, or you can come up with 10 reasons why it's a good thing that you aren't getting the dating results that you want or that you feel entitled to. For the female example, let's say there's a guy you really like, you go out with him on a date, you have some drinks, he's amazing, you really like him, you're really into him, and then he just doesn't want to see you again. Maybe he even ghosts you. Come up with 10 reasons why that is a good thing. Maybe one is that it's going to force you to finally stop seeking validation in other people and give it to yourself. For a book on this, read I Need Your Love, Is That True? By Byron Katie, which is the perfect book on giving yourself the love or the validation or the attention, whatever you want to call it, that you're trying to get from other people. A second reason it's good is this guy who has ghosted you or doesn't want to see you again is going to force you to deal with uncomfortable feelings, feelings of feeling hurt, rejection, whatever you want to call it. You're going to have to deal with those things. Maybe you have to go and read a little bit of stoicism to improve that. Maybe you read books like No More Mr. Nice Guy and When I Say No, I Feel Guilty, which are just 2 books on improving your assertiveness and I guess your boundaries and your self-love and all of that. So maybe it's a good thing. You can easily come up with 10 reasons why it's a good thing that this guy hasn't given you a second date or hasn't gone on a second date with you. So all of these stories, you can go through and you can come up with 10 reasons for each one why it's a good thing. Or you can use the Byron Katie's, you know, questioning method, or you can use cognitive behavioral therapy, or you can meditate and let go, blah, 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 blah. Or you can just focus on your self-improvement so that this kind of stuff happens less. It won't never happen. Like not everyone, even when you're the most attractive, crazy, hot, even if you become a rich, famous, cool, chill celebrity, not everyone in the world is still going to want to date you. Not everyone is going to want to be a friend. So you will always have people that don't want to give you what you want. That's kind of normal, but it does get easier the more you improve yourself. Less people turn you down, more people want to be around you. So that helps too. So there's a lot of different techniques that you can use here. But the important thing that I'm trying to get across to all you guys and girls is write down in these moments of frustration, write down some of the stories or the narratives that are playing out in the background, in the back of your mind, in your subconscious, that you're not necessarily aware of until you sit down and talk about them. And some of them will be very big things like, what if this never improves? What if I never handle my dating life and I'm always lonely? Those are big fucking questions. And so another thing you can do is to sort of come up with almost like a backup plan. Because when we have these big fears of like, what if this never improves? What if I die alone? What if nobody ever loves me? What if it's always this difficult for me to get a date? What if it's always this frustrating and I'm always a loser and I always suck? Like you can kind of play that out and say, okay, what will the backup plan be? What if this does never improve? Cool. What will I do? Or what if, you know, in the case of a female, what if no guy ever does like me and I never get a relationship and I die single? Okay, what will I do if that happens? And you start playing it out, or you almost come up with like a, not a contingency plan, but I mean, I guess it is a contingency plan. You come up with a plan of like, what would I do? What would I do if nobody ever wanted to date me or commit to me or love me or like me? What would I do? Well, I guess the first thing I would do is spend a lot of time with my friends and family. Probably the second thing I would do is learn to like myself and love myself. Because if nobody else is going to love me, well, fuck, I may as well be the one to do it. I guess I would also spend a lot of time on my hobbies. Maybe I'd focus on my career and try and make more money. That would be cool. Maybe I'd give value to other people. Maybe I'd give back. Maybe I'd go feed the homeless, or maybe I'd just be kind to other people. Maybe I'd make an effort to smile at everyone. Maybe I'd start my own business. Do you know what? Maybe it might be a good thing if nobody dates me, because I'd be freed up to have a lot of different, you know, things on my plate. I could have a lot more free time for business, for friends, for myself, for self-love and all of that. Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world if I never do handle my dating life or my sex life. Maybe that's okay. Like life would go on. The world would keep on turning. And once you go through that process of basically showing yourself that like life will be just as good if you don't handle this thing, hell, maybe there's a world in which you can make it even better, then you're freed up to not be acting from fear and anxiety and irrationality and pain. Now you're kind of set free. You don't need this thing. You don't need your dating life. You don't need your sex life to be handled. Now, you still want it to be handled. It's still something that is very important to you. It's still something that will bring you meaning and happiness, of course. And so you still do it, but now you're not doing it from a place of fear and pain and worry and anxiety, which are not productive emotions. You're not a productive person when you're operating from fear, pain, anxiety. You're just not. You're not free. You're stuck. You're closed off. You can't think straight. It hurts. It doesn't feel good. People don't like being around neurotic, needy, scarcity mindset people. It doesn't feel good. You're essentially giving yourself the abundance mentality that you've always been seeking. You're giving that to yourself right now by realizing, okay, if I never handle my dating life, that's okay. I'll still be okay. I'll be a little disappointed. That's okay. Of course, I'll be a bit disappointed, but I'll get over it. And I'll focus on my friends. I'll focus on myself. I'll focus on money. I'll focus on my body. I actually have a lot of other stuff to focus on. I guess I'd be okay. And now that you're okay, you're bringing that energy to other people. You're bringing that energy to dates, or in the case of men, you're bringing that energy to your approaches. Now, when you walk up to a woman, you have some sense of peace about you. You're walking up to her going, hey, I don't need you, but I would like you to date me. And for women, any dates that you go on with a guy, you're saying, I don't need you to like me. I like myself. If you like me, that's beautiful. But all my friends like me, and I like myself, and my family likes me, and my colleagues seem to like me, because you've built that self-love, and then you've gone out and sought. And by the way, if you don't have friends that like you, make some. I have plenty of articles on my website of how to make friends. If you're not happy with yourself and you don't love yourself, that's what half of my content is about. Start with the book, You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. Another good book is Loving What Is by Byron Katie. Every single day, look into your own eyes in the mirror and say, I love you, and do that daily. I've been doing that for about a year and a half now. Come up with 50 things about yourself that are likable. There's a million different ways you can learn to love yourself, obviously. It's a process of learning. It really is. It's like a habit that you build. You learn to fall in love with yourself or learn to love yourself. But when you do have that foundation or that base of liking or loving yourself, yeah, you're not desperate when you go on dates. Now, again, you still want to go on dates. You still have a hell of a lot of fun going on dates. You still put a lot of effort into them. Maybe it's still your number one mission. Maybe you go all in, you're obsessed, you put all the time and effort into it, but you're not doing it from this desperate place of, I need this. You're doing it from this nice place of, I want this. I'm passionate about this. I'm excited about this. I can't wait to have this. And if I don't have it, yeah, whatever, I'll be disappointed, but I guess my life will still keep on turning, but I really want this. You're doing it from want rather than need. And that's just such a more peaceful and more productive place. And people want to be around you because you're not a needy fuck. And again, all of this applies to women too. You won't be this needy fucking pain in the ass if you can learn to love yourself. If you can be okay, or if you can investigate a lot of these stories that go on when you get frustrated and say, okay, what's going on? Why am I so annoyed about this? Is it because I think I'll always be alone? Is it because my parents divorced and I'm terrified that that's going to happen again? So fuck this guy. He shouldn't be flaking on me. He needs to, you know, man up and show up because I need this. Like, you're letting go of that neediness so that you can just be a woman or a man who sits across the table or sits next to you. I don't usually like to have dates where you sit across from the person, sit next to the person. You can just be sitting there on a date next to the person going like, yeah, I'm chill. I like myself. If you like me, cool. If you don't, cool. Tell me now. We can save some time. Awesome. If you don't like me, I'll go talk to the next person. If they don't like me, I'll talk to the next person. If they don't like me, I'll talk to the next person. And the entire time I'll be okay. I'll be patient. I don't need this. I want this really, really, really strongly, but I don't need this. I'm not going to fall apart and be a neurotic mess every single second that I don't have this. I'm actually okay right now, and this is a nice bonus. That's the headspace you want to be in. So each one of the stories that come up, investigate them. I promise you guys and girls, there is freedom waiting for you on the other side. If you would like more help with this, I obviously offer coaching. I do 1-hour coaching calls. I also have two big coaching programs, all-in coaching programs. I have a 3-month group one. And I have a VIP, hardcore, crazy coaching program with me, one-on-one with me, which also includes the group coaching program. And that's a 6-month program. We go all in. We change your goddamn life, whatever it is that you want to work on, whether that's dating, whether that's mental health and spirituality or peace, happiness, whether that's money, building a business. I've already helped a couple of guys build a business. If that's couples counseling, right now I'm working with a couple and literally just coaching them on how to be a stronger couple. Whatever it is that you want to work on, I would love to help you with that stuff. I will leave links in the description to all of that. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those damn goals.